In Algona, Iowa, there's a nativity scene that has been on display for over 75 years. It was a gift from prisoners far from home who were about to leave the friends they had made in a foreign country. The moving story of Christmas during war is today's edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the Books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the Books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
In 1945, five German prisoners of war constructed a 65-piece nativity scene of half-life-size figures at their POW camp in Algona, Iowa. They created it with the blessing of the U.S. camp commander, Arthur Lobdell. Resident Marvin Chickering says it was first displayed at Christmas in 1945.
Now, you have to remember that there were many people from the community of Algona invited to that church service, and the prisoners were there as well.
The service was held at the POW camp, with prisoners and local Algona citizens in attendance.
The Christmas carols were sung in English and German together. There wasn't a dry eye in the house because of the extra emotional time it was for this relationship between them and us. And of course, the beauty of the scene was then displayed for the first time.
The German prisoners would soon be heading back to their homeland, but they could not take the nativity scene with them. It was far too large.
Kaib and the prisoners left it to us on the conditions that it never be sold, that it never leave Algona, that there never be an admission charge, and that it be shown to area residents at Christmas time.
Today, Marvin and other local residents carry on that mission. It's been on display for over 75 years, now in its own building on the local fairgrounds.
When people walk through that door, it has a wow effect. It is much more beautiful than it used to be. And that, I think, expresses it as well as I can say it. Wow. They never expected it to be this large or this beautiful.
The amazing piece of wartime Christmas history continues to provide a moving experience every holiday season. Traveling the countryside in Algona, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.